Let's see, Royce, I guess this is you. And
everybody else has a wireless lapel.
Okay, so we're going to take this one out for audience questions. Okay, great. Okay, if I mix up the order, I'm going to try and kind of keep track as we pass it back and forth.
Okay.
You guys will let me know if I've mixed up the order.
Sure.
Okay.
We remember.
I'm going to start with this, though, changing the...
Good evening. My name is Royce Van Tassel. I am the Executive Director of the Utah Association of Public Charter Schools, and we are one of the members of the Utah Education Debate Coalition. We are thrilled that all of you are here. As a debate coalition, we have this is what I think our 13th of 14 debates in the for the State Board of Education. We will conclude tomorrow night with our last debate in District 10, which is over in Draper. We've been thrilled that we've had so many people come out and hear the candidates, ask questions. We really are thrilled. The members of the Utah Education Debate Coalition, as you can sort of guess from what we have on the stage, include KSL, the Sutherland Institute, the Hinckley Institute of Politics, and United Way of Salt Lake, and of course, as I indicated, the Utah Association of Public Charter Schools. We want to especially thank the Syracuse Arts Academy for hosting us here this evening. They've been very gracious in letting us use their wonderful facility. I know some of the candidates took a moment to tour the facility, and I'm sure we can arrange that after the debate if that's something that you would like. Let me give you a brief overview of what to expect this evening. In just a moment, we're going to have a Pledge of Allegiance that will be led by Taylor Sachs, who's a seventh grader on the 10th group. He's set up my mic and everybody else's mic, and we really appreciate his help, as well as his other team members. Then, after Taylor is done leading us in the pledge, our moderator, Ethan Miller from KSL News Radio, a good friend of mine, will lead the show for the rest of the evening. We have set aside rules about how long each candidate has to respond. There will be an opportunity at the candidate's discretion and at the moderator's discretion about responding or rebutting comments that are made. And Ethan will explain the specifics of that when he takes over. For the first half hour, we'll have questions that will be specifically moderated by Ethan. The second half hour, we will take this mic that I've got right here out to you and take questions from you. I don't think there's anything else. That's probably it. So without any further ado, Taylor, could you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Royce. Are we all set here? Let me bring this up just a little bit. All right, can you all hear me okay? Thank you so much for coming today to this debate. We really appreciate it. Just to give you a little heads up, we are live streaming this debate online, and we're also recording the debate, and the recording and the transcripts of the debate are made available at ksl.com. So you can go there, you can share the audio with friends, you can go back, review some of these answers, you can hear what other candidates are saying in other districts as well. So we hope that you find that will be a great, great resource. So even though we haven't filled this auditorium this evening, what happens tonight will go far, and a lot of people will be able to see and hear these candidates' responses and ideas, and they'll be able to cast an informed vote this evening. So we really hope that you will do your part to share this debate information when it shows up online. You can watch for that on social media as well through the various partner organizations in this debate organization. Now, as Royce mentioned, we do have a few rules. We're going to start like this. I have a few questions that I'm going to pose as moderator. And, oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead of myself. The first thing we're going to do is each of the candidates is going to give an opening statement. We'll give them 2 minutes each for that opening statement. We did a coin toss. Dave Thomas will take the first 2 minutes, Jennifer Graviette the second 2 minutes, and then at the end for the closing statements, we will go in that same order with Dave Thomas going first, Jennifer Graviette going second. So Dave will open this debate and Jennifer will close it. In the between time, we'll kind of pass the questions back and forth between them. With each question that I ask, the candidates will be offered 1 minute each in response, and then we'll also give them an opportunity for a 1 minute rebuttal if they so choose to take it. After a couple of questions, we'll pass it off to you in the audience to ask some questions of your own. So please be thinking of something you'd like to ask about. You're welcome to ask a question on the same topic we may have already covered. You don't have to cover new ground. Just look for the information that you really want. A couple of tips. One is, if you can, write it down. Even if you kind of punch it into your phone ahead of time, that will help you maybe deliver it if you have the tendency to ramble. We'd like to keep everything as tight as possible, give people as much opportunity to be heard as we possibly can. Rachel is our timekeeper tonight, so she has a series of cards. She has a 30-second card, a 10-second card, and a time card. So those are for the candidates. You can watch for those as your cues. Once it hits time, I'm going to find the least awkward way to interrupt you. So
you could put your hand on her.
Okay. So we're going to start with Dave Thomas. And 2 minutes for an opening statement.
Thank you, Ethan. Thank you, Jennifer. And I appreciate this wonderful facility, Syracuse Arts Academy. I pride myself on being a common sense conservative who is able to bring diverse parties together with differing ideas and come to a resolution of problems. I've done that historically on the State Board of Education. That's my record when I was a state senator. In doing so, I'm guided by four principles. One, transparency. I believe in open government. Two, local control. I believe the state board should establish a framework within which school districts and charters can operate and have flexibility to do the best for their own students. Three, the best interests of the students should control. And four, parental choice. I believe that parents are in charge of the education of their children. We should be giving them educational opportunities and a menu of options they can choose from. I am reform-minded. That means that I believe that there are always better ways to do things. And I'm open to that and open to thinking outside the box. The prism by which I view things in public education over the last years that I've been on the state board and going forward is college and career readiness. Our kids have to be college and career ready. We live in a global marketplace. And according to a George Washington or Georgetown University study, by 2020, in 4 years, 66% of all our jobs are going to require some kind of post-secondary education. We need to be prepared. Our kids need to be educated, and we have to have an educated workforce so those jobs stay here and don't go outside.
Thank you. And 2 minutes to Jennifer Graviette.
I also want to thank everyone for being here and the moderator and this beautiful facility. I think it's safe to say that we all care about education, and I really, really thank those of you who put the time in and the effort to actually show your care for public education. That's why we're here. I think it's safe to say that's why we're here, that's why we're running. I was thinking the other day, if you would have told me a year ago that I would be running, I would be at a debate running for state school board, I think I would have laughed at you. Well,